Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Kath and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, what was our experience when taking step three? Well, for me personally, my experience was nothing dramatic. There was no lightning bolts or, sudden spiritual experiences, profound spiritual experiences, which is talked about in the big book. Mine was just making a decision, as it says in step three, making a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood him. And even though I didn't have much understanding of what my higher power was, I just needed to be willing to let go of the reins, to stop trying to control everything around me, and try and hand that over, that power over, to something greater than myself. It wasn't something that I could articulate. The actual, going through the third step with my sponsor was really of the educational variety. We read through the book and we did this third step prayer. I got down on my knees for the very first time, which felt extremely weird. I got down on my knees and my sponsor did say to me that, that's a practice in humility is getting down on my knees and saying that prayer, that third step prayer. Yes, there was no profound spiritual experiences. There was no lightning bolt moments. It was just making that decision and being humble. And for me, being willing to let go and let God. And I didn't have any real understanding of exactly how that was going to work. I was just told to put in the action and keep moving forward. So after that that third step prayer, which was the end of step three, after reading through the big book on the step and reading through the 12x12 as well with my sponsor, it was moving straight into step four, into the action steps. That was my experience of step three. Nothing really changed as far as actually having handed over my life or my will to my higher power. That just happened at some point later on. It happened from deep within, and it was something that happened in its own time. But it happened through me being willing, through me being humble, and through me putting in, the rest of the action that I needed to do, the rest of the work that I needed to do through continuing those steps. That was my experience of taking step three.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.